I was walking into your living room, and there was a 10-gallon fish tank there. You just bought it. You were looking at the fish, that's when I walked over. And I saw a shark fish in the tank, one about 8 inches long. And he was at the bottom, killing and eating a 4-inch fish. There were other 1-inch fish swimming at the top, neon tetras, small things. And I walked over, and the shark was just eating this 4-inch fish, and soon that fish was just completely gone. And you were just looking. There was nothing you could do to save the fish. And then another 4-inch fish came out of hiding from behind a plant on the left side of the tank, and he darted around. It looked like he was in a state of panic. Maybe he breathed the blood of the other 4-inch fish, his ally, his family. And he started darting around the tank, and the shark just was sitting there at the bottom of that tank, and that other 4-inch fish darted around more. And then the shark opened his mouth, and in a darting panic, the 4-inch fish swam straight into the shark's mouth. All he had to do was close his mouth and swallow that fish whole. There was no fight, like with the first one. There was no struggle. And I looked over at you, and you were just amazed that the shark just ate your two fish, which were probably over $10 each, and that they just didn't get along in the tank together. And I looked at the tank, and I saw the 1-inch neon tetras darting around along the top of the water. They knew they'd be victims later, trapped in this little cage, and that they would just wait for that shark until he was bored, until he administered his punishment. And I wanted to ask you why you bought all these different sized fish and expected them to live together peacefully. Maybe you didn't realize that the shark would need more food than you were prepared to buy him. Besides, a shark that size shouldn't even be alone in a tank as small as 10 gallons. He needs room to grow. But before I could say anything, I saw the shark swim to the top of the water, push his head and nose out of the water, open the lid to the top of the aquarium. You weren't looking, so I told you to look at the top, but not to get too close. And the shark just sat there, looking at you, and it looked as if he wanted to show you what a good eater he was. It was almost as if he was looking to you for approval.